Today's daf is daf vav, so we are in the middle of this sugya, machlokes bin Rav and Abaye, whether or not a person violates an avera, imani ilomani. So that's the whole discussion. So the Gemara brought a number of different examples, questions back and forth. So the Gemara now says, the top of vav amin alf, we got to six lines down, of Harei Gezel. So Gemara says, Harei Gezel, Drachmana Amar, when it comes to Gzela, the Torah says, Lo Sigzel, not to steal, Isser Deraisa. Uchtanan, the Mishnah tells us, Hagoza Eitzim Val Sam Kalim, a person who steals, and he steals wood, he steals and makes him into Kalim, or he steals Semir, Val Sam Begal, he steals wool and puts him into some type of clothing, Mishalim Kishasa Gzel. He needs to pay according to what it was worth initially, but he does not have to return the actual item. So we see from there that his iser, it actually is effective. It's a chalos, the kinin works on the etzim, works on the tzemer, tiyufta de rava, because rava says, yavid lo mahani. But here it says it is mahani. He gets to keep what he stole. He just has to pay back money, but the actual items he keeps. So tiyufta de rava. So amalach rava, rava says back, shiny hasim, there's different, amar kra. The pasuk tells me, asher gazal, kimosha gazal. The Torah tells me you only have to return the gazela itself if it's as is, if it's be'en, kimosha gazal. But once there's a shina, once there's a change, so then the Torah tells me that you're allowed to keep it, that the aveira does have a chalos. But in general, outside this pasuk, the din is you would not get to keep the iser, it does not have a chalos. Ula bai. According to Abaye, you don't need the pasuk asher gazal. Abaye knows whenever there's an avera, still it's mani. You are able to keep the item even without the pasuk asher gazal. So hi asher gazal mi barley. What's it needed to teach me? It needs to teach me the din of al gazela shalom mosif chomish. Al gazela shalav aviv eino mosif chomish. The din is if a person steals an item and he denies owing it, he makes a shvua and then he admits it, so he has to pay a chomesh and along with the karbon. So that chomesh is only paid by the gazlan himself. But let's say that gazlan dies and now his son is responsible to pay back the gzela that's in the Yerusha, he does not have to add a chomesh onto that. That's what's learned from the words asher gazal, and nothing to do with this conversation at all that we're talking about of imani lamani. Next question, the Gemara says, Harei Mashkon, Drachman Amar, when it comes to a person who takes a collateral because someone owes him money, Lo Sava Beso Lavot Avota, a person should not go to the house and take things that the almana, the individual, needs. But if a person does do it, though, nonetheless, he takes something that's very bare, part of the necessities. So Tanan, the Mishnah says, Machsis Hakar Balayla Vesem Acharesha Bayom. If you take a pillow, you take out what she needs for night, you have to return it each night to her. And if you take a plow or anything needed for her work in the farm, the work in the field, you have to return to her during the daytime. We see from here, though, if it's not the nighttime, you can hold on to the pillow during the daytime. You just return at nighttime, but then you take it back again during the daytime. So even though there's an issur of lo sava beta, don't take what she needs in the house. If one does, it is effective. You do get to keep it for that time period when it's not needed by her. So there is a chalos even when there's a lav.
What's exactly? Says,
you're not allowed to go into exactly you can't exactly break into a person's house and take items against their will. You can't take a mashkon unless they offer it to you. So you go into the house, you take the pillow. The din is okay, you can hold on to the pillow during the daytime, but return the pillow to them at the nighttime. But we
meaning,
see.
Meaning you can go inside the house and take it without.
No, you're not allowed to go into the house. Okay. Lo sava.
Once he did it.
But once he does it, he gets to keep it during the daytime, but he must return the pillow at nighttime. And same thing with the Macharisha. If you go ahead and go forcibly into the house and take it, you're not allowed to. But if you do, so then you could keep it at nighttime, but by Yom, you must return to them during the daytime when they need it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, no?
That's what I'm understanding. Yeah. What do you mean he's koine? He's not koine, he's just taking it as a...
No, if it's really chulamani, if I take away the car, I should have to return it right away to him.
Immediately.
Yeah. So in fact, I get to keep it temporarily.
It's not an expression in a way.
No, it's a kona lizman.
Okay.
So then the Gemara says, so this is a tiyufta de Rava. Rava says he should have to return it immediately. So the Gemara answers, Amar lach Rava. Rava says back, shiny hasam, there is different by the mashkon, damakra, hashev tashiv. So really, the fact that you have to return it tells me that if once you take it, the fact that they have to double, the double lashon should say hashev. Hashav Tashav tells me that he gets to keep it if he ends up taking it. He just has to return it when it's needed. So that's the Gzeirat Kasa, where even a Rava will agree that a Lav does have some level of Chalos to it based on his Gzeirat Kasa. That's the only reason why in this case he gets to keep it at least partially. So then Labaye, who doesn't need a special pasuk here, because he knows whenever there's a lav, you get to Zechalos anyways. So what does he learn from the words Hashiv Tashiv? So Ilav Damar Rachman Hashiv Tashiv had not had these words in the Torah, so Hava Mina would have thought Isur the Avid. He didn't Isur by entering to the guy's house. Now Ibai hid Nether, Ibai Lo Nether. Maybe he doesn't have to return it to them even at nighttime. Even the pillows, you don't have to return at nighttime. And the Maharisha, you don't have to return to the daytime, because he holds Iavid Mani. You do get to keep it entirely. So therefore, Kamashman Hashiv Tashiv tells me that you still must return it the times when the Almana actually needs it. So then the Gemara says, Vaita, another example. Hare Peya Drachman Amar Lo Sechala Pasas Hadacha Bekutzucha. That person has to leave Peya. You're cutting your fields, and then you leave a corner as Peya. And now a person's not allowed to cut the corners. You can't cut all your wheat down. That's undoing Peya. That's circumventing Peya. That's a law to not leave Peya. So let's say he didn't leave Peya. He cut down all his grains. So mitzvah Peya lehafrish min hakama. So really, the Mishnah tells me the ideal time to get Peya is when it's still standing in the ground. Leave a corner uncut. Lo hifrish min hakama. If the guy didn't separate Peya when it was still standing in the ground, he cut everything down, so he's got a way to make it up. He's yafrish min hamarim. So now after you cut them down, and when they're made in bundles, you can still leave Peya even when they're in bundles. Lahifrish min hamarim, you didn't separate Peya when they're in bundles. Yafrish min hakri, so even though when you made a pile, so then even at that point you could leave Peya as well. Adsha lo mircha, as long as you didn't flatten out the pile. So this stage is you're able to continue to make up the missed Peya. Mirchu, let's say he already took the pile and spread it and made it even and complete. So now at that point, there's a chi of Meiser. Meiser didn't exist prior to this point. So Mirchu, if he spreads out, he flattens the top. Maaser, he first has to give Meiser to Meiser Rishon. The Nosen La, then he gives Peya after the fact. So then comes along Mishum, Rabbi Shmuel Amru, Af mafrish min ha'isa. He so goes so far to say, even if you make dough, you take your wheat, you flatten out, you grind it, you separate it, you do all the different stages to it, even when it's in the state of being a dough, an isa, even then you have to mafrish pay it. Fine. So this is the whole long Mishnah. So
and
then,
if you cut down the pay at first, but what he was left with, how does he have standing grain if he cut down the pay?
No, he doesn't. There's two cases where he didn't cut it. He didn't leave it down. If he didn't leave it down, then he has bundles. And then when he has bundles, he separates it as being bundles.
You have to cut off leave a corner.
Right.
Now, he didn't leave a corner.
Correct.
Now, what does he do?
He has bundles. Now, he has to leave some of the bundles over as payah. So then it says, so this is a tiyuf.
But it says he has standing corn first.
No, that's a regular case. A regular case is when you have standing wheat. So you leave standing at the corner. That's become it. If you didn't, you cut everything down. So now all he has left is bundles. And you have to leave some of the bundles as payah. So this is a tiyuf to debay. Why is it a tiyuf to debay? Because according to Baye, he should have said the first time you violated the Isser, when it says, lo sechala pas sadecha bekutzecha, you did a lav, you shouldn't have to make it up. Now you cut it down, you get to keep everything. Why do I have to give the matnos anim after I violated the lav already? The lav tells me, mahani, so I didn't leave peya, so peya should be completely out of the picture. The fact that they continue to require peya tells me when I do a lav, it does not remove the chiyuv peya that exists. That's the kasha to Baye. So Amr Lach Abai says, no, this case is different. Normally a lav we avid mahani. The shiny hasim there, this case is different by the peya. Tazov, a double lashon tazov. You should leave it even after you did a lav. And normally you should be able to keep things. There's usually a chalos after lav. Here it says tazov a second time that you still have to make sure to leave it to them even though you violated the lav. It's a tazov yisera. Rava, who doesn't need Tazov, he says whenever you do a lav, it doesn't help you. So even though you didn't leave a corner, it's obvious to him, be'amarim, you have to separate it. And if you didn't leave it in the bundles, when you made a kri, you have to certainly separate it. The lav does not have any chalos. So what does he learn from the word Tazov? So Rav Amar Lach, the word Tazov is yeshlach aziva acheres shekazo. There's another type of aziva in a different case that's just like this. What's it referring to? Sheveze ze mafkir karma. Person is mafkir his kerem, he's mafkir his vineyard. The Tani, the Brisa tells us, ha mafkir karmo, person who's mafkir his vineyard, hishkim lashachar, the next morning he wakes up, uvetzaro, he begins to collect all the grapes there. So now he reacquires it from hefker. So what's the dinner? Chai beferet ve'oles v'shicho v'peya, upater mina meiser. So even though he reclaimed it, these things normally, if there's hefker fields, no one owns it. So there's no peret olos v'shicho peya, no one owns it. No one's responsible to separate corners and separate that which is left over. So if I'm mafkir something and then I go reclaim it, I have to keep a dinim again, because right now it's owned by me. Ma'aser is a different story because since there was a moment in time where it was Hefker, so Ma'aser is a special Patur. But it comes to these dinim, even though it was once upon a time Hefker, Tazov tells me, since I reclaimed it, I have a requirement to still give Peah. So nothing to do with our question of Yavid Lomani or not. This just has a special din by Peah that if you reclaim something from Hefker, there is a Chiv of Tazov, a Chiv of Peah. That's what Rava learned from the extra word Tazov in the Pasuk. Okay, so this ends the whole conversation of all the different dinim, the Gezel, Mashkin, and so on. We mastered like 10, 15 different examples here. And they all agreed, L'halacha, both Rav and Abai agreed to exactly what the result would be. They just got there from different directions. So now finally the Gemara asks us, Amar le Rav Acha, b'rei di Rav le Rav Ashi, v'hashtu dashanin and kol hani shinuyi. Now that we answered all the questions for both Rav and Abai back and forth, the Abai Rav b'mai pligi, what is the difference between the two of them? L'halacha ma'is, is there any nafkamina? And the Gemara says, yes, there is an afkamina, beribis katsuta kemifgi. When it comes to ribis katsuta, which is just a classical ribis, where you borrow money and you have a set interest rate. So that's the machlokis regarding what? Uchad Rabbi Elazar, Dama Rabbi Elazar, riboy katsuta yotze badayanim. When it comes to ribis katsuta, can dayanim force the malva to pay back the interest that the lova paid to the malva? What's this machlokas? So the Gemara explains, that's when it comes, so again, Rabbi Elazar says, ribis katsuta can be yotze badayanim, but avak ribis ain't yotze badayanim. What's avak ribis? Avak means like dust. So avak ribis isn't true ribis, but it's similar to ribis, which is what? Rashi explains at the very top of Amud Beis here. Avak ribis haba ayde mecher, something that came through a sale, which is what? Kigon hamocher sadeu v'amar im me'achshav atanosin li harei hilcha be'elvzuz v'im legorin b'yud beiz mana. So depending where you want to buy it, I'll sell it to you this price. You buy it today, I give it to you $1,000. You want to buy it in 2 days, I'll give it to you $1,200. This actually comes up a lot if a person's offering to sell something to you in the store. If you give me cash, it's this amount of money. If you give me credit card, it's this amount of money. So there are a couple of problems with that. One problem is their tax evasion, which is not really your responsibility. That's really the seller's responsibility. But secondly, when you give two different options of buying things, usually it's ribis. Why is it ribis? Because cash is up front. If I'm paying credit card, they want more money for credit card. So in essence, I'm borrowing money from them, and I'm paying them a higher amount. I'm paying them interest rate. So that's actually a problem to give these two different options of credit versus cash. So when it comes to that, that's a sale. That's a sale that's being viewed as a loan. So that's what's called avak ribis. So if there's avak ribis, according to Rabbi Eliezer, there is, the din is, ein yotze b'dayanim. Dayanim cannot force the seller to return the interest rate to the buyer.
So it's a benefit, points and stuff like that.
So then the Gemara says, it's a few cents here and there. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Ribis Ksutze, Eino Yotze B'dayanim. So he says, no, even a Ribis Ksutze, even true Ribis, the classical case of Ribis, even that you can't force the Yonim to take out. So what's this Machlokas here? How does this connect to our discussion of Abaye and Rava? So the explanation is as follows, that according to Rava, who holds called Milsad Amar Rachman Lo Savid Yavid Lo Mahani, according to him, so then the Malve, who violated the Lav of Ribis, he does not get to keep the money, lo avid and lo mani. It doesn't work. It doesn't have chalos, and therefore dayanim can be motzi from the malva. While Abaye says, even though there's issur ribis, still mahani, it works, and the malva does get to keep the ribis, and the dayanim can't force him to pay. So that's the initial understanding of the nafkamina between Rav and Abaye, whether ribis ketsuta can be yotzi by dayanim or not. Does the malva get to keep it or not get to keep it? So Amar Le, the Gemara responds back and says, no. Hasam, by the case of Ribis, is besvar pligi. The machlok is between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, is about a svar of some sort. And Hasam, mikroi pligi, in our case here, of Iyavid Mahani Loman, is about Psukim. That's what we're talking about here. Da'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, my time of the Rabbi Yochanan. What's the reason Rabbi Yochanan says, Ribis ketsuta eino yotze b'dayanim? Da'amar Kra, the Pasuk says, B'neshach nosim v'tarbis lakach v'chai lo yichye. A person takes, in Patsin Yechezka, a person takes ribis, v'chai lo yichye, what does that mean? L'chaim nitein v'lo l'chishavon. A person who does such a violation of ribis, the din is his punishment is lo yichye. He's not going to live v'chai lo yichye. But the pasuk implies his punishment is the malva is going to die. But it doesn't say that he has to return the ribbis. So the reason why ribbis you don't have to pay back is because of gzeiras hakasav. This is not a general statement about all dinim of lavim. It's something very unique to ribbis. And Rav Achav, we're going to bring a few statements here why ribbis ksutza doesn't have to be returned, but it's all very local to the sugya ribbis and doesn't have any bearing on this larger discussion of a lav in general. Rav Acha brings another source that ribbis you don't have to return money. Rav Acha bar Ada Amar Mehacha. His pasuk is, it says by ribbis v'yareisa melkecha ani Hashem lemor nisativ v'loli hishavim, that a person who violates an iser is now showing his lack of fear of Hashem, but the pasuk only emphasizes yira, doesn't say that there's a requirement to return the money. So again, a gzeiras hakasav of why ribbis is not returned. Rava says so here we learn otherwise. Most you must damav bo yie. So v'holid, the pasuk goes on to say v'holid ben paritz shofech dam. And as we see from here, this connection apparently it's connecting ribbis, initially ribbis, to that of murder. What's the connection of ribbis to murder? Hukshu malve ribbis l'shofech damim. Ma shofech damim lo nitnu l'hishavim. Just like a person who murders, there's no paying back money to make up what one has done. Af malve ribbis lo nitnu l'hishavim. So to ribbis, by connection, there's also no way of paying back. And yet a fourth source, so that's a fact. Those are three sources how Rabbi Yochanan knows that ribbis is not the subject to being, you can't force him to pay back the interest. But Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, my time with the Rabbi Elazar. Then why does Rabbi Elazar think that one must return the money back of ribbis? The Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'chai achicha imach, after saying ribbis, one shouldn't take ribbis, you should make your friend live. Don't take advantage of him, help him live. Ahadrelei, you've returned the money back to him in order that, kihecha d'neyach imach, so he can live together with you. So either way, this machlokas about ribbis ktsutza is very unique to ribbis. It has no general bearing on a lav elsewhere. So then, back to square one. Elabamai kemithugi abaye v'rava. What is the machlokas between Rav and Abaye about the lav iavid mahani iavid lo mahani? Like Mara says, the machlokas is the nafkamina is bishinui kona. Where the shinoi is kona. If you steal something and then you change that, you do a shinoi, do you get to acquire that item or not? So if I steal wood, I make it into a kli. I steal wool, put it into a cloth, do you get to keep it or not? So according to Abaye would say you do get to keep it, iavud mahani, and Rabbi says you don't get to keep it, you have to return that actual item. Now this is very important.
We just turned this before.
Yeah. So
it's going back on
it's going back on that piece right now, yeah. Even though, right, going back to the explanation, and now there's a long Rashi here. It's a little bit confusing. Rashi ends up saying there really is no nafkamina. It's really a theoretical point here. But it's going back to that piece here. You see that Rashi? We can read it together. See Rashi, Bishinui Kona? There are two of them. There's two explanations here. If you look at Rashi, three narrow lines down, Rashi writes, Shinui Kona. The Abaye Savar Shinui Shishina, V'Avar Al Das HaMakom Kona. Except Bar Mehecha Dekhsiva Krei. So when you do a shinoi, you're able to keep that item unless the Torah tells you otherwise. Ulurava lokani elahecha dechsiva kra. And he says you don't acquire it unless the Torah tells you dafka do acquire. Vlois parashon de lehevi mide binayu. Now the Gemara doesn't tell us what example is that. Elateruta dahani tiufta just answers all the questions. Demar isle dimishin mahani vlo mahani hu umar isle mishin dahaim dekra. So what Rashi is trying to tell us here is, it's really all, there's no nafkamina at the end of the day. It's all just how they explain. I mean, because Abaye thinks Shinoi Kona, he has to teach the Pasuk Asher Gazal differently. And since Rava says, Iyavid lo mani, Shinoi is not Kona, he has to teach it differently. But in the end of the day, there really is no halach l'mais, there's no nafkamina, it's just a concept in which they're arguing on. That's the first take of Rashi. So it's really no, again, there's no nafkamina. This discussion of Iyavid Mahani, Iyavid Lamani is such a big machlokas in the Achron, how to apply it to other areas as well. It's just a good yesod to have in mind this area because you see it addressed so often. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Lishna Achrina, another explanation of what the nafkamina is really no different than what we just said, is Bahani Shinuye Dishanina. It's really no nafkamina. It's just how do they address all the various questions we just spoke of? That's the difference. There's no halach l'mais nafkamina. It's just how to deal with the different drashas. And lishna achrina. And finally, the Gemara goes back to say, no, the nafkamina is beribis ksuta labai l'mahader ribis l'rava mahader ribis. Now they are going back to the initial suggestion, which was rejected. Now they want to maybe find the real nafkamina. Maybe this is really a nafkamina, whether you can force the malva to pay back the ribis. And the Gemara says this is problematic to suggest this, because if we're going to say that Abaye, holds the Avid Mahani, that you get to keep the, after, even though there's a lava, the Malva gets to keep the interest. We have a mice of Vaha Abai Nami Savar Mafkinan Ribis Ktuta Bidayanam. Then we have a mice whereby it does require the Malva to return the interest, which is what? The Amar Abai says, Hadin Demasik Bechavri, a person who was owed money, Arba Zuze Buribasa, and there's a $4 loan, if you will, with interest. V'yavle l'malve b'chanuse galma d'shavicham sh'barba. And the Lowe paid back a shirt worth $5 as a form of payment. He didn't give cash, he gave a $5 a shirt, let's say. When you take the money out, since he violated ribbis, we make the malva pay back. We make him pay back the four zuz, which was the loan. And the extra zuz, the fifth zuz, that the malva gets to keep, because that's viewed as a matana ba'alma. Rava Amar, Rava says, Chamisha mafkina minei. Rava says they have to take out all five. It's all a unit. Why my taima? The kula b'taras ribbis kasi liday. Because the whole unit of $5 shirt was given to him, so you have to take all of it now. So even though they argue about whether you remove four or five from the malva, but even a bayi agrees you have to remove something from the bayi, from the malva. There is some yotze b'dayanim that's being forced out when interest is at play. So therefore,
the four arba zuzim were the interest, not that wasn't the loan, right?
I thought the loan was four. Yeah.
The loan was four.
Four, but he gave a shirt with five, so he gave an extra zuz as the ribbis.
They make him return the whole lima because the whole thing is
it's one unit. We view the milva and the ribbis as one.
As one.
But according to Rava, that's a Rava Shita. Right. Bai says, no, just return the four. So even though they're arguing about whether that fifth one must be returned, they both agree something must be returned. So how could we suggest before that a Bai holds ribbis ksutza lo mafkinan? Clearly he does make the malva pay something back when there's ribbis at play. So that can't be the nafkamina, to which the Gemara says, you're right, we'll settle with elaki kamifugi abai Rava bishinui Kona. That's the machlok, is whether or not when a person makes a change to an item, whether that itself is a kinyan or not. When you learn the sugi of Baba Kama about Shinui Kona, Yish Kona, this is a very, very important sugi. How to read this, and you have to kind of leave it at that.
But I understand, shouldn't he be just returning the one additional?
No, because once we've...
Nobody holds, not Rabbi, not Rabbi, you hold that he can keep the glima and just return the one extra.
Correct. The whole loan is viewed as possible once his ribbis
right.
There.
But according to the one who says that he can keep the glima,
No, according to Baye, you have to return four. You get to keep a glima, but you return four zuz.
And one, you say that it was just the matana.
That's right. The one was a matana. That requires some explanation why that
right,
is.
That it's the other way around.
Correct.
That's the one that's actually
Yes. I agree. So yes, but once we say there's ribbis there, so the whole loan is viewed as absolute ribbis.
Right.
The loan is possible, and we it's a harder pshita to understand. I agree.
It's like reverse knas.
Right.
Okay. So then the Gemara says, Tanya Rabbanan LeBraisa tells us, Kol Asher. Now we're going back to a discussion we had earlier in yesterday's daf about the Isser of a Baal Mum Lekachim. Okay, we're completely forgetting now about the whole discussion. Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lomani. Let's put that in the back of our minds now. New topic. Isser Baal Mum to the base of Mikdash. So Tanur Rabban, the Braisa tells us the Pasuk in Emor, Kol Asher Bo Mum Lo Sakrivu. Anything that has a Mum, you can't be Makrif. Ma Tam Lomar, what's the Chiddushir? So Im Belo Tishchatu, if it's talking about not to Shech such an animal, Harek Far Alma, already told us you can't Shech to Baal Mum. We'll see where that is. The Mata, earlier. Elamata Malomer Baltakrivu. Baltak teacher, don't be Maktish a Balmum. Mikan Amru, from here we learn Hamaktish Balmumim Lagabe Mizbeach over Mishim Chamesh Shemos. A person who's Maktish a Balmum violates five Yisurim. What are the five Yisurim? And the Gemara is going to go through all them. Mishim Baltak Tishu, don't Maktish it. Mishim Baltashchat, it's Ishchat, don't Shecht it. Mishim Baltizroku, don't sprinkle the blood. Mishim Baltak Tiru Kulo, don't be Maktir all the animal, all the Balmum. And even Mishim Baltak Tiru Miksos, even being Maktir Miksos of the Balmum would also be a fifth violation. So Gemara goes to one more, one last one, a sixth one perhaps. Mishum Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Kabbalah's Dam. Even being Mekabal the Dam of a Baal Mum would also be a violation, would also be an Isser. So there are five or perhaps six Isserim involved in a Baal Mum to Kachim. So says the Gemara. Amar Mar. We just said above, in Bal Tishchatu, if you're going to tell me the words, Kol Asher Bo Mum Lo Sakriva was referring to, not Tishcht such an animal, Hare Amar Lamata, we already learned an Isser Tishcht the Bal Mum. Where? Heichan Amar. Where do we find an Isser Tishcht the Bal Mum? The Pasuk says, Ketetanya, Averes O Shavar O Chara to Yabels. These are different types of Mumim, an animal that's blind, or a broken leg, or other skin tags of some sort. Lo Sakrivu, don't be Makriv. So Ma Tamal Amar. So what's it telling me then? Lo sakrivu im bal taktisha, don't be makdish an animal. Harikvar amar lamal, we already learned from elsewhere. So elamal tamalomer bal takrivu bal tishchatu. So now that we have two different psukim that say lo sakrivu by bal mum. So one pasuk tell me bal taktisha, one tell me bal tishchatu. So that's the two different sources of the isur. So then the Gemara says v'isha lo sinah behem elu ishim. So the iser to be makter, then you can't put it on the ish. And the isha ishim is referring to fire ish. So you can't put them. You can't be makter them. That's the third iser. Vein li ela kul. I only know you can't be makter the entire baal mum. How do I know miktos and minayin? How do I know even putting one limb of a baal mum on the fire of the mizbeach is an iser as well? Tamalor mehem. Even some of the baal mum will result in an iser. And what about, so that's four, I think we covered four Yisurim. We've covered Shchita, Makdish, Makter Kula, Makter Miktaso. What about the fifth one? What about Zrikas Damim? Minayin, what's the source? You can't be Madrik, the Dam of a Baal Mum. Tamalomer Al HaMizbeach. The Al Mizbeach, you can't do a Zrika. So then the Pasuk also says the extra word Lashem. So the Pasuk wants to, what's the Lashem teaching me? The Rabbi Sar Mishalech, that a person, Sar Mishalech, which is the sire of the Yom HaKippurim, which gets sent off to the cliff, so even there would be an Isser if you were to be Makdish, that animal to the as a Baal Mum.
Even though you're not
Makrit, there would still be a violation of making a Baal Mum. Makdish Sar Mishalech. The din is that when you have Shnei Seirim, they have to be exactly the same, both have to be Tamim, so if you use a Baal Mum as a Sar Mishalech, that's going to be Bechlal the Isser as well. That's implied from the word Lashem. Lashem includes even the Sayer HaMishaleach. So Gemara says, wait a second. V'chi Lashem hu l'rabosu. Whenever you see the word Lashem, it's coming to include something, adding something to the list of whatever the context is. V'atani, the Baraita tells us by a different context. About the Isser of Shchitas Chutz. You can't shech the carbon outside the base of Migdash. And Isser Kareis and Pasuk in Parshat Sacharimos. And it tells us in the pasuk, I read the whole pasuk just to appreciate what's going on here. It says, "Ish ish mi beis Yisrael, asher yishchat shor o chesav o ezve el pesach al moed lo hiviu." He didn't bring it to the Mishkan, lahakriv karbon Hashem. He shechted it outside the Mishkan. That's an iser of shchut echut. So what the pasuk says, "E karbon." If it's just a karbon, the pasuk says karbon Hashem. So what's a karbon Hashem? E karbon. If it just said the word karbon, shemayani, I would hear af bekachir bedik abayis. Even a kachir bedik abayis, that which is set aside for a Kedushas Bedek Abayis, that the Kedushas is going to be used for the base of Migdash. So there, even that's called a carbon. Even though it's not actually brought as a carbon, we still call it a carbon. So I would think even that's subject to the Issur of Shchut Eschut. Shechting a Bedek Abayis animal outside would be a violation. Kashenikru carbon, it's called the carbon. How do we know it's called the carbon? Kinin Shenamar, it says by Mechemes Midian, Benikav es carbon Hashem, and that was not referring to any carbonos, those referring to that which was Kadosh. So we see carbon is a very loose term. So I would include even a bedek abayis. So what's the word telling me? Tamil Omer, the pesach ol moed, only that which is roy, haroy le pesach ol moed, chayavim ol mishim shochtechutz, she'ein roy le pesach ol moed, that which is not roy, namely bedek abayis, is not roy to be brought as a carbon in the pesach ol moed, ein chayavim ol mishim shochtechutz. Okay, that's where you stand right now. Then the Gemara wants to know, what about the word otiani es elu, velotzi es parasachatas? I'll exclude bedek abayis, because they're not shaykh at all for shchut echutz. But lo otzi paras chatas, a paraduma, v'sar mishaleach, even though these two items are not actually brought as a carbon inside the base of Mikdash, but they still are tumim animals that in theory can or could have been brought as a carbon. They were set aside as a paraduma and set aside as a sar mishaleach. But the animals are tumim, so maybe that should be included in shchut echutz, since in theory it could have been roi for the mizbeach. So shehein ruin lepesach al moed. So Tamal Omer, Lashem. Lashem exclude disease, meaning what? Mishem Yuchadim Lashem, that which was infused with Kedusha, to be used on Mizbeach, only those are Chai Shchut Echutz. Mishem Yuchadim Lashem, Yatsu Elu, to exclude these cases of Paradum and Sirma Shalach, She'ein Yuchadim Lashem, they're not set aside for Lashem, rather they've been set aside to be used for outside the base of Migdash. So how come here? So in this case, Lashem is excluding something, and Lashem earlier was coming to include, right? Earlier, Lashem was coming to include Sar Mishalech on the list of the Isser Ba'amum. Now here, Lashem is coming to exclude Sar Mishalech not being part of Shechud Dechutz. So is Lashem a word that's including, or is it a word that's excluding? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava. Rava says, Hasa minyan adikra. Over there, it's all in the context. There, by the case of Shechud Dechutz, the El Pesach, the Rabbos, since the El Pesach is coming to include, Lashem is doing the reverse. It's coming to exclude the Hotz. Hacha, but Isser Baal Mum. So since the Isha, fire, is coming the Hotz to exclude, Lashem is doing the opposite. It's coming, the Rabbos is coming to include. Okay, it is late, so maybe we'll just stop here. Maybe we'll pick up this sugya tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.
This is Hanish. Glasses.